Well, my name is John Erling, and today's date is July 8th, 2026. So, Bob, would you state your full name, please?
Bob Carpenter.
You have a middle name?
Well, I'm actually Robert Franklin, named after my dad.
Okay.
So, Robert Franklin Carpenter, March 4th, 1953. That's a long time ago.
Was your birthday and your present age is?
73.
And we are recording these in the facilities of Voices of Oklahoma here in Tulsa. Is there significance to the name Carpenter? Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, my family is actually, I'm half Italian. And that side of the family, the original name was Carpentari, T-A-R-I. They were from Northern Italy. They came over to Chicago in the early 1900s. And evidently back at that time, there was a lot of prejudice and maybe some racism, if you would call it that, toward some of the Italian immigrant families. I know I've got friends in St. Louis where I grew up who have relayed these stories to me about their families. And a lot of the families, at least a number of them, Americanized the names. So they took Carpentari and made it into Carpenter, which is pretty generic, I would think. And John, during the Depression years, some of those Italian families migrated down towards southern Illinois because the steady work at that time was in the coal mines. And there are numerous coal mines right across the river from St. Louis, East St. Louis, Belleville, Collinsville, that area in what is southern Illinois. The Italian families, a lot of them settled in a little town called Collinsville, which as the crow flies is about 10 miles east of the Gateway Arch. Mm. And that's where my mom and dad grew up. And when they were dating, my mom told my dad, I'm not going to marry you until you get out of the coal mine. My dad went over to St. Louis, trained as a welder, became a welder on the river down there. He worked at a company called St. Louis Shipbuilding and Steel and became a welder. My mom married him. I have two older sisters who were born on the Illinois side. My younger sister and I were born on the St. Louis side. And fast forward about 18 years, my dad made me work in the shipyard two different summers while I was in college. And you talk about a life lesson. I never wanted to go back to school so bad in my life. I think it instilled a work ethic in me, and it also instilled a value of the education I was getting because I was getting interested in broadcasting at that time. So I spent two miserable summers in the St. Louis heat down on the Mississippi River in that shipyard. And those are two summers I will never forget. Yeah. Guys my age that I was working with, that was their career. Yeah. It was my summer job. So that's a long, elongated story about how Carpentari became Carpenter.
So you, where were you born?
In St. Louis.
And let's talk about your mother's name, her maiden name, and where she was born and grew up.
My mom's maiden name was Davies. That part of the family is from Wales, a little town evidently in Wales called Newtown. My younger sister, Mary, has always been interested in the genealogy of our family, and she has actually traveled to Wales and made contact with some relatives there. The interesting thing about it, though, my mom's maiden name was Perona. And so that's Italian. So I'm 1/4 Italian on each side of the family, making me half Italian, 1/4 Welsh, and 1/4 German. And it's this is so Tulsa, this story. Not long after I moved here, I was living down in Brookside, and I went to the cleaners down there, an old place called Dunwell Cleaners. And I went in there, and there was an older lady with her name tag on. Her last name was Perona. And we got to talking, and we found out that her husband was my dad's cousin. And in 1964, when I was 11 years old, we were visiting my sister and her husband down in Waco, Texas. He was in the Air Force down there. On our way back, we stopped through Tulsa to spend one night with these relatives. And what was it, about 13 years later, I'm in Tulsa working for the Tulsa Oilers baseball team, my first job here, and I run into the wife of my dad's distant cousin, And so that's the Perona side of the family.
Wow.
How about that?
That is a great story. So then she grew up in what area? Where did she grow up? In St. Louis?
Collinsville, Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then, to make the story even more bizarre, years later, we have two daughters. Deb and I had Katie and Allison. And a babysitter got referred to us. And in the meantime, I had kind of forgotten about the whole Perona connection. And so we meet this young lady, and her name is Jennifer Suber, and she's engaged to marry a guy named John Perona. He is the grandson of my dad's distant cousin, and she babysat our kids. She and my wife are friends to this day, and this whole Carpentari Perona thing kind of came full circle.
Yes, yes. What was your mother's personality like? What kind of a person?
You know, she was very outgoing. And my dad was a really happy, not a happy-go-lucky guy, but a hardworking guy. I mean, when you work 40 years in the shipyard, you're kind of a hardworking guy. And he became one of the lead men down there, one of the foremen down there. And my mom was, we got to see her at kind of the latter stage, because I had two sisters that were older. Judy, who later worked for the Cardinals, was 9 years older than me, and Kathy, 10 years older. So I have two sisters in their 80s. They're both doing great, and I have a younger sister, Mary, who's a year and a half younger than me. So we had a 9-year gap. So the big joke in the family was, by the time myself and then Mary came along, Mom was kind of tired. You know, she had raised two girls and evidently just did a wonderful job taking them to museums and different things around the St. Louis area. We lived real close to the St. Louis Botanical Gardens on the edge of the hill, which is the Italian neighborhood in St. Louis where Yogi Berra and Joe Garagiola are from. Their houses are about 8 blocks from where I grew up. And so I don't think I got to see my mom at her best, because she was well into her 40s when I was born, and then Mary was born, and as was my dad. And my mom passed away, I think it was in 91. She had a heart issue. She also had some cancer stuff going on. My dad passed away on my birthday in 96 from stomach cancer. And we later found out a lot of that was due to the asbestos that was flying around in that shipyard. So I think I was pretty grateful that I only spent 2 summers down there. But, you know, they were fun, loving people. I don't remember them being the toughest disciplinarians or the most loving parents in the world to wrap their arms around you and say, hey, Bobby, I love you. I really don't remember those times. But I had a great relationship with my dad, and I was very happy that he got to see me work for the Cardinals in the major leagues, because Stan Musial was his guy growing up. And he first took me to Busch Stadium for a baseball game in the late 50s. I was probably 6 or 7 years old. And I got to see Stan Musial play. I was 10 years old when Stan retired. And I distinctly remember seeing him hit a couple of home runs up onto that pavilion roof at that old ballpark up in North St. Louis. So, you know, John, I grew up in a strictly middle-class neighborhood. We were raised in a 3-story row house that my parents rented from the Catholic parish where we went, because the convent was next door. The priests had lived in my house. They moved up the street. There was a new church built up there in 1957, a new rectory for the priests across the alley. So I grew up in that 3-story row house next door to the nuns. My backyard was the playground of the school. The school was across the alley, and there was another playground on the other side of the school. So when I got to be of age where I was singing in the choir and serving Mass, and if somebody didn't show up to serve Mass at 7 o'clock in the morning, one of the nuns would come running over to the house, knocking on our back door and telling my mom to get Bobby out of bed because we needed a server boy down the street. So that's and we played ball. There was a public park across the street called Tower Grove Park. We played ball, whether it was baseball, football, soccer, basketball on the playground. We played ball every day, every night, until Mom called us home for dinner. And, you know, I didn't realize it at the time, but that was a pretty cool place to spend as a kid.
Absolutely.
Loving the Cardinals. We had the football Cardinals. And then we got the Blues. They were an NHL expansion team when I was 13 years old in 1966. Suddenly we had hockey and the whole town went crazy about hockey. So I guess a lot of my love of sports go back to that neighborhood on the edge of the hill in South St. Louis, because all we did was play ball and ride our bikes.
Yeah. Your father's name?
Franklin William. His dad's name was William. And it was my understanding he was kind of a community leader over in Collinsville. And it's my understanding that during the Depression, when some of the Italian families were really struggling, my grandfather, who I never met, he was gone before I was born, on both sides of the family, I never met my grandpas, but I heard stories about him that he went to the local banks and went to the mayor's office, and he did whatever he could to help those families keep their homes, because a lot of people were facing that during that time. The men were working their rear ends off in those coal mines, 10 hours a day, coming home covered with soot. And they were still, some of those families were still in danger of losing their homes. And evidently, my grandfather was a guy in the community who made a real difference in Collinsville, helping out those families. And I think we're all pretty proud of that.
Absolutely.